Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. For those of us in retail, the year 2021, it's all about supply shortages. Nothing is in stock. Everything is on back order. Several weeks of waiting if you're lucky. More like several months of waiting if you are unlucky. It isn't enough to blame the Wuhan flu for the delays. We are way past that. I am getting a constant barrage of emails from my suppliers explaining why prices are going up and why goods are back ordered. I am not going to say which supplier this is, but let me quote you the latest message I got. Quote, as I am sure you are aware, the current unprecedented high demand for imported goods is significantly impacting the global supply chain. Shortages of 40-foot containers, available space on ocean vessels, congestion delays at ports, and even a severe lack of truck drivers all are factors dramatically driving up shipping costs 3 to 4 times their standard rates. We have seen a significant spike in the price of raw materials, which has impacted the music industry and many others. Unfortunately, experts are predicting these situations will continue far into 2022. End quote. These letters I am receiving are becoming normal. Suppliers are doing their best to tell me why not only I must wait for products, but also why the prices of these products are skyrocketing. If I were to write these letters, there would be a little more blame to go around. The elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about is the dreaded inflation. As America prints money that it has no hope of backing up, we are seeing the power of our cash dwindle by the day. Prices of goods must rise in order to keep up. I have witnessed many of my suppliers raise prices 3 times this year alone. It's not just America that has a rotten financial outlook. The rest of the world is far worse, as Europe has already strangled its economy with a value-added tax, a horrid idea that every step of the way in a product's formation, the government should get a piece. As a result, it's too complicated for me to fulfill orders to England, France, and other European countries. It doesn't help that these fools now want to have a worldwide 15% corporate tax that doesn't exactly encourage companies to invest in Europe. Since last year, shipping has gotten out of control. We occasionally see customers in the Arabian Peninsula and Europe pay more in shipping for an item than the cost of the item. Before 2020, the only group of people used to paying more than usual for shipping were Australians. Even though I don't think the average person realizes it yet, you are getting hit from every angle. If we don't act immediately to fix these problems, then we can expect rationing, panic, and permanent shortages. The answer is to stop printing easy money, hold China accountable for poisoning the world with a virus, and encourage fair trade among all countries. A temporary removal of taxes, capital gains, and an income tax holiday would go a long way.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.